What's the update on the health of Jamie Foxx, Dean?
Well, we don't know. We know that he is in the hospital, that he was taken there, but his family has not released any details about the specifics of what they're calling a medical complication. That's all we really know. His daughter said that because of quick action and great care, he's already on his way to recovery. So hopefully that means it was nothing too serious and it was precautionary. He's 55 years old, so we'll keep our eye on that. And you know, if anything new happens, we'll let you know.
I'm reading about this HBO merger, and I'm trying to figure all this out. I guess the bottom line is another streaming service, and it's going to cost us more money.
Yeah,
is that about it?
That's what I'm happy that they figured out a way to reach into our pockets and take even more of our money for you know, projects, which they have coming up that sound really good. So to go back a little bit, HBO and the Discovery Channel merged, and it will now be called Max, just plain old Max. And they will have all kinds of, you know, the most popular shows streaming all the time. But they also announce some new projects. Maybe the most exciting of them all is confirmed a new Harry Potter TV series. It's not going to be the old cast. They have not announced who will be Harry or Hermione or Ron or the, you know, many of the characters. There may be some side characters which return to the whole thing. But we know that it's going to be a retelling of the stories, with each season covering one of the seven books. And that J.K. Rowling is involved in this. She will be the executive producer of it, which is the only controversial thing about this, really, so far. A lot of people are very upset with J.K. Rowling because of some statements that she made about transgender people. But that is supposed to be coming not for a couple of years. So that's going to be a little while off. A Game of Thrones spinoff is also expected to be debuting on Max. And also a Big Bang Theory spinoff is expected to be coming from Max. They haven't said exactly what that is yet, but a lot of people are speculating that it could be something like a Leonard and Penny now as parents storyline. So, you know, what doesn't need to involve all the original cast members, but it sounds like some of them are going to be part of that. So all of this will take place. Well, the change to the name Max will happen on May the 23rd. If you already have HBO Max, you're going to be switched over with no additional prices, at least for now. If you are going to be a new customer of this, they have three different pricing structures. One with commercials, which is about $10 a month. They have one which has more product on it that I believe is about $15 a month, and one that's about $20 a month, which, you know, is the that will be the Cadillac of all the service options that are available. So there you go.
Discovery Plus is going away then. Is that right?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, Discovery Plus is going away, and HBO Max will be going away, and it'll all be folded into just Max. Just plain old Max.
One tiny little new bill for us to pay. Dean, what's going on with the Tony Awards?
Well, we know who the hosts will be for the Tony Awards later on this year. It's going to be Ariana DeBose again. She was the one that won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in West Side Story two Academy Awards ago. She's a Broadway veteran herself. She's been in lots of different motion pictures now. So she will be the host, and this year's Tony Awards will be on June the 11th. Always a fun show.
And when is that Pete Davidson SNL homecoming?
Yeah, I'm surprised he's coming back to host so soon, but he's got a project that he wants to promote. He's going to be hosting the show on May the 6th, so it's going to be just a couple of weeks. He's got a new project on the Peacock streaming service called Bupkis. that Lauren Michaels executive produces. I like that word myself.
Oh, it's a great word.
Let's see. I don't know when that's going to be. Well, it's going to be on approximately the same time of May the 6th. But anyway, Pete Davidson coming back to host the show that made him famous.
We mentioned yesterday that Harry, without Meghan and the kids, will be at the coronation. And are they still having trouble signing up A-list entertainers for that event, Dean?
Well, if they are, they've at least gotten smart enough to stop releasing information.
Good idea.
Because it was sounding like nobody wanted to go to it. That may be the case. So we don't have an updated list of who's going to be performing and who's not. The latest on this, Buckingham Palace actually issuing an announcement saying that Harry will be there, Meghan and the children will not. Officially, they are saying that it's little Prince Archie's fourth birthday, and Meghan didn't want to miss that for anything.
Of course.
So she's staying home. I think the truth is there's no love lost between any of this dysfunctional family. and it's probably better. You know, she's just decided, let's stay away from the drama. Harry's going to go pay respects to his father, who is becoming the king. And they can all go on their merry way. Harry's only going to stay there for one day. He's not staying for all the concerts and all the other events that are going on. So he's going to just do a quick drive-by and come back home again.
I mentioned this yesterday, and a lot of listeners asked me to repeat the name of this book. But if you want the real story of the royals, forget about that book, Spare, which is only kind of one little lane of all of this. And pick up Tina Brown's book, The Palace Papers. Really, really good about all of those characters. Tina Brown, The Palace Papers. It's fun reading, that's for sure.
I tell you what, there's the best thing about the royal family, as I've said in the past, it makes you feel good about your own family.
Yeah.
It's like our own families could not possibly be as dysfunctional as they seem to be.
Exactly. What's the story with Marlon Wayans, and what's he up to these days?
Well, Marlon is he's actually beginning a weekend out at the Improv in Schaumburg. He starts tonight and will be there through Sunday, and then he comes back again next Thursday and will be there through that following Sunday again. So he's got two weekends here in Chicago. He's part of this amazing movie that I've been raving about called Air, about the making of the Air Jordan shoe, the relationship between the Nike shoe company and Michael Jordan and his mom, Dolores Jordan. It's a fantastic movie. By the way, written by a young guy from Western Springs, this is his first big screenwriting project, and man, oh man, did he ever hit it big, with his first project out of the box. But Marlon Wayans is a part of that movie, and we caught up with him yesterday to just, chat a little bit. He was actually in the gym when we talked to him, and one of the things that we talked about was the loss of Marlon's dad, who passed away just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was my guy. I mean, you got to think that legend raised all the legends. Him and my mom. What a chemistry those two had. And we're very lucky to have had them as parents. Of all the people in the world, we got the beauty of and the blessing of my mom and my dad. And my dad, very spiritual, religious man. He always said, "Son, you can find me. You know where to find me." And he was talking about inside the Bible. And my mother, who was a very desperate woman for attention, she was like, "You could find me in every book." And that's the difference between my mother and my father. So now when I see my dad, I pick up the Bible. When I want to see my mom, I can pick up anything from a cookbook to Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
And she's there.
Yeah, yeah. Are you on the treadmill right now? Can you?
I am, but I'm standing still.
Slam into some action here.
Let's go. I feel real lazy, but I can start it up.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here's the inspiration for everybody this morning.
Look, I'm just speed walking. We're just doing speed walk. Yeah. We do that weird low speed walk. That's all. You don't have to go fast. You just got to walk fast.
Good morning. inspiration there. I was not that I was hoping he'd fall off the treadmill, but it's very good television when that happens.
Yeah, and talking about the movie Air, and people have been saying, well, it's surprising that it's not number one at the box office. But the thing with that that Mario movie, it's in more theaters than Air, isn't it?
Way more theaters. The movie Air is in about 1,000 theaters nationwide, and Super Mario Brothers is in about 4,000 theaters nationwide. But, you know, there's no comparison of, you know, people are looking, you know, especially last weekend for the Easter weekend, people were looking for things to do with their kids, to take their kids to go mm-hmm. see a movie. So, I mean, sure. it was tailor-made to, you know, be huge, and it was. It broke every kind of record that there is. And just because it's not number one at the box office doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. It is among the best reviewed movies of the year, not just by me, most critics gave it their top review, because it's written so well, it's performed so well, it's a beautiful looking movie. And, you know, how do you not like a movie which is, even though you don't really see Michael Jordan in this movie, you see the back of his head, you know, he's definitely a side character. It's about Sonny Vaccaro, the Nike executive, and Dolores Jordan, really, Matt Damon and Viola Davis. How do you not like a movie about that? And this screenwriter, Alex Convery is his name, grew up in Western Springs. He was inspired to write this story by watching the ESPN docuseries, The Last Dance, like we all did at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, we all did that, except he sat down and actually wrote a screenplay about this particular aspect of Michael Jordan's story. And it's his first big screenplay. How do you like that? First job out of a box, and you get three Academy Award winners in your motion picture. You know, it's quite a success story. I couldn't be happier for this young guy.
Can't wait to see it. Plus, it's less than 3 hours. How about that?
It's a very tidy, just under 2 hours, as a matter of fact.